Hi, this is Danielle Prada, the host of Sip in Soma, a podcast where I chat with inspirational people from South Orange and Maplewood, New Jersey, who are connecting, collaborating, and contributing to our communities. Check out the podcast on the web at sipinsoma.com, on Instagram, and on Facebook. I look forward to chatting with you soon. Hi everyone, this is Danielle Parada, your host of Sip in Soma. Welcome back. Thank you so much for subscribing, for following me on Instagram and Facebook, and for checking out my website, www.sipinsoma.com. It has been so wonderful to bring you so many episodes, and today is no different. I have a very special guest that I interviewed. Susan Williams is one of the organizers of Porch Fest in Maplewood, New Jersey. Porch Fest is happening on Labor Day Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. in the Hilton neighborhood. And it's a beautiful music festival and a beautiful community event. There will be 35 porches in the neighborhood that are hosting 50 bands. And there are also gonna be some jam sessions in there where you can come and jam. So even if you did not sign up or were not able to play, you will be able to jam at this Porch Fest. And there will be lemonade stands for charity and just a great many people coming out to celebrate the end of our glorious summer and get ready for fall. So I cannot wait for you to hear this interview, hear all about Susan, the other committee members, and how she's been part of the Maplewood music scene for over 2 decades. I think that it was a really beautiful experience for me to learn more about Susan, her love and tenacity in working on Porch Fest, and just more about how amazing our community is when we come together and do something that really connects people. And I think that this interview definitely shows you the connection, the collaborating and the contributing to our community that Susan has done and the other community members as well. So without further ado, check out the interview with Susan Williams and hear more about Porch Fest. Hi everybody, this is Danielle Parada, your host at Sip in Soma, and I'm so excited today because I'm bringing you an interview with one of the organizers of Porch Fest. If you don't know and you haven't seen the beautiful yellow and purple signs all around town, Porch Fest is a wonderful Hilton neighborhood event where we have local bands that are going to be playing on the porches of the Hilton neighborhood Sunday, September 2nd, 1 to 5 p.m., Labor Day Sunday, and the rain date is on Monday, which that's very convenient. There's a whole list of wonderful people involved in this, from Jim Buchanan and Carol Buchanan, who work on the Hilton Neighborhood Association, Bill Talley and Peggy Talley, Jay Doherty, Tom Richardson, Ben Williams, and his wife, Susan Williams, who is here today to talk to me about Porch Fest and tell me everything from how it got started to her own experience with music in town, and tell us a little bit about how it's growing, because this is the second year. So here I am. Thank you so much, Susan, for coming to the show.
Danielle, thank you. It's great to be talking to you about Porch Fest, and it's coming up next week.
I know, I can't believe it. So this will drop on Thursday, but tell us about how did Porch Fest start? How did you come up with this idea or start working with this committee?
Boy, I wish I could steal the idea and say it was my own, but it wasn't. Actually, Porch Fest is not a new concept. It started about 10 years ago in Ithaca, New York. That was the first one, and you can look it up on Google. And they are all over the country. I think they're all over the world now. It's a concept where people in the community can walk around and listen to music, and I just think that spreads. And it's everywhere from, I've seen out in California and San Francisco, Fredericksburg, Virginia, and my hometown, Cranford, New Jersey, a couple of towns over, woo-hoo, even has a little one. So just look it up, and there's probably 100 going on all over the place. So we are just one of many, but I want to say ours is very special because ours is a truly walking a walking porch fest where you can walk all around our very walkable Hilton neighborhood and see a lot of music. 50 bands, I think, this year on 35 porches. And it's not just porches, because some people have porches, but some people are porches more of a driveway, a backyard, a stoop. There's all sorts of things going on, which is really great. Makes it special.
That's so awesome. I'm so excited. So I didn't know the history of Porch Fest, and so I'm really excited to hear about that.
Yes, one of our committee members, Bill Talley, a musician, his friend started the one in Jamaica Plain, which is a neighborhood of Boston. And actually, we all went up, we did a road trip up there, and it just happened to be that my nephew was performing at JP Porch Fest. He's a musician up in the Boston area. So we went, and it's a very different feel because it's a city, along a city main drag, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of walking, and great music, and a wide variety of musicians, and up there they had comedians, they had all sorts of like spoken word things going on. So it was really a great experience, very different than our little one here, but I don't know.
I love that. Partial to ours. I think that I went to ours last year and I loved it so much from the band. So can you tell us how Porch Fest, the day started? Well, before we get there. So how did you guys decide to do it here?
Well, we, a year or so ago, Bill brought us the idea, and we are all part of a community organization called Maplewood Community Music. You've probably seen our logo, a very identifiable maple leaf. We've been around for about 16 years. Swing band, a concert band. Yes, we rehearse at the community center at DeHart Park. We've been around, and Jim Buchanan and I founded that organization years ago. I can tell that story later if you really want me to bore you with it.
I love that.
But we're all musicians, amateur musicians. Some professional, and Bill brought us the idea and said, wouldn't it be great to have this in Maplewood? And we shot around some ideas on how we would do it, but Hilton made the most sense because of its walkability, and so we started putting it together last year.
That's so great.
And it was such an overwhelming success in its first year, and even more so this year.
Yeah. Right, and it was. It felt like it had been happening all the time. It was like the most widespread block party is how I would describe it to people, because literally there are bands playing on porches at every single street in our neighborhood, which is so exciting. We have a very walkable neighborhood, so I did it with my kids, and which was great. Yeah. And everybody was basically having like a mini barbecue / lemonade stand or like whatever.
I know, it was unbelievable. You know, I thought I'd just use Facebook. We didn't even have a website last year. Just start popping over Facebook, and it was amazing, the spread, because I think it spoke to what we enjoy. We want to get to know our neighbors. We want to be able to walk around and be entertained, and it worked. So we're taking it a little further this year, like you mentioned, lemonade stands. Last year, it was so much fun. We were walking along and we saw all these pop-up lemonade stands for charities. Like last year, it was Puerto Rico, you know, that there was such need for sending money down there. So there was a pop-up lemonade stand to support Puerto Rico. And we said, why don't we this year try to push people, do it for their favorite charities, we'll put you on the map. And I think we have 6 to date, and hopefully if we get a few more, you'll see them on the interactive map. You'll see where there's a lemonade stand near some music, and you can support it, and you know what charity. From, I think, Southern Poverty Law Center to Mend Hunger, and to our own St. Joseph's Food Pantry.
Wow.
Yeah, so isn't that a great idea?
That's,
and that's kids
awesome.
Who are running them in our neighbors, who are running these lemonade stands. Yeah,
that's awesome. I love that. So you just mentioned interactive map and you mentioned website. So let's talk about other people on the team. So there are designers that are working with you guys. So
who are
they?
Well, Julie Weinberg, she has been making logos and designing for Maplewood Community Music for years. She volunteers. She's a professional graphic designer. She's wonderful. And if you see that great logo, that's all her. And she continues to help us. And we're so, so grateful for her help. And this year we were joined by actually, my band played on their porch, and they became volunteers in helping us with design. Tracy and Matt, who you'll see some other bands this year. We would have liked to have been back there, but we'll share the wealth. They're the best porch ever. Tracy is a photographer, and Tracy Sham.
Yep.
And her husband Matt Tushnik, he's a graphic designer, but he designed our website. He's doing our interactive map, which is incredible. Actually, as we speak, I think he's doing the final touches on it. So you'll see their work and that they volunteer as well as they're sponsoring or hosting a porch.
That's so cool. So what's this interactive map?
Oh, it's great. It's just basically it's a map of the Hilton neighborhood of Hilton neighborhood of Maplewood, and then there'll be numbers on it. I think we're up to 35. You click on a number, which is a porch, and then you click on it and you'll find out what band is playing, a brief description of the band, the kind of music, if you like rock or you like jazz, or oh man, we have lots of different types of music, and we even have a DJ this year, and you find out also what time they're performing, and you'll see there, and there's also a schedule where at a glance you can see where things are going on, but this interactive map allows you to walk along and say, oh, what's going on here, click and find out. So you can also get printed maps. We'll have those at our kickoff party, which we'll talk about at a second, which includes something that everybody who's listening can do, our honk parade, as well as at our headquarters at 121 Lexington Avenue. That's where you can find printed maps if you would like some throughout the day. And I think our day ends with a blues jam there at that porch, as well as at another porch. You'll see that on the map.
Cool.
But back to the kickoff party. I'll mention that really quickly.
Yes.
The whole day is 1 to 5, but it starts at 12 noon, really, at the front of the community center.
DeHart Community Center.
Exactly, at 120 Burnett Avenue. And you can come early. Everybody come. Bring an instrument, and you can be part of the honk parade. They rehearse for about a half hour, and then walk Lexington Avenue. And you can see on our website, there is a great video of last year's. It was so much fun. All members of the family playing tunes like Saints Come Marching In and
yes.
stuff. It's so great, and it will be extra special this year. And so you'll rehearse. There's balloons there. There'll be some... snacks if you want it for a fundraiser bake sale, as well as those maps there. So you can start the day there or start at any time you want. You can park on the street. There's just going to be signs that you can't park right in front of the porch just because of safety. We want to keep everybody safe. There'll also be some cones and some barricades you'll see. There are a few block parties happening, actually. Official block parties with the town, but they're open to the public. They'll get a band and you can walk through. There's one on Hilton. That's where the DJ is playing, and also a drum circle, which is really cool, at the end of the day. But you'll see the barricades, but you'll also see one of our signs saying, walk on in, you're welcome to join. They just wanted it kind of blocked off so their kids can run around safely.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Oh my God,
yeah.
Susan,
and also,
you're like blowing my mind.
Maplewood Commons is also having one. You
That's
know, the condos that are next to the community center.
Oh,
yes, so we're having
great.
Two bands there. Yep.
Oh my gosh,
wonderful.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, it really is.
I love it. You know,
Oh, and I have to mention the Jitney. Can I mention
yes,
the Jitney really quick?
Yes.
This was the idea, the brainstorming idea of Vic DeLuca, our wonderful mayor, who is also a porch. He lives
Yay!
Right around the corner here in Lexington. He's a porch owner. But he also, last year, wanted to come up with an idea on how to get everyone back and forth, because it's a lot of walking. You want to walk, but to get to our rather vast neighborhood, you could use a little help. And instead of getting in your car, by the way, you can park anywhere, but why not just park one? And then you can take the Jitney back and forth, which so it runs Rutgers, crosses Burnett, goes to Field Road, and then a left, and then ends up swinging around Jacoby. You'll see them. That will be on the map.
Oh.
So there are three stops. It runs all day long. So this way, there's a bunch of porches that are having entertainment all over the place, so you don't want to miss anything.
Right. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that is so thoughtful for those of us with young children or... those seniors who might want to take advantage of this, but maybe like the long walking might be too much for them. So,
exactly.
So love that.
For everyone.
I am so excited. Last year, my kids and I participated in the honk parade, and it was just hey, we're going to go to Porch Fest. Like, okay, I guess it's going to start at the community center.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just like drifting along and just like did it the whole day. This year, you know, I know so many people are like, I'm playing at Porch Fest or I'm hosting Porch Fest. So now...
Right.
I have to map out my day.
Mm.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And
the map, I know we don't give everybody a lot of time, but you like the suspense. It's going to be unveiled on Saturday. So you won't see it until Saturday, and we'll send out lots of announcements that's up. It's up on our website www.maplewoodporchfest.com, and you'll click on schedule, and then on Saturday you'll see this the schedule and map.
I love
that. So you can't
that.
See it until then, and you have enough time, and
that's
even that
good.
Day you have plenty
yeah.
of time to map out your course.
Listen, we just kind of winged it at
that's
the time. We
most
were winging
people.
It, and it was so great. And people kept saying, are you going to go to this porch or this porch? And people knew ahead of time
mm-hmm.
who was having porches. Because,
yeah.
I mean, what
oh,
I love about
already
this,
the announcements
right,
started.
Because 35 porches, everybody is going to be announcing their own porch. And so I just think that we're bringing this wonderful community together. I could start crying right now. I love Maplewood and South Orange. That's why I do this podcast. I feel so connected to our community. But I feel like Porch Fest is like a very special experience, and I'm so excited. It kind of like marks the beginning of our school year,
absolutely.
The end of our summer,
mm-hmm.
and just marks a loving, wonderful community.
Well, that's one of the reasons we picked Labor Day weekend for this event, because everybody's coming back, getting back into the school, gearing
yeah.
themselves up. We thought, wouldn't it be nice to have a fun event that gathered everybody together to say goodbye to
yeah,
summer.
Yeah.
And but the wonderful thing is there's other things going on this weekend. I don't know if you saw that there's an army band playing at 6 o'clock. You can walk around Porch Fest, then go down to Memorial Park and see the army band playing
wow.
with also members of the Columbia High School band. It's going to be a wonderful event too, so make sure to grab a nap between
yes.
the two events, but definitely get down there too.
Guys, I will totally post that on the show notes because
oh,
I didn't
yeah.
know that that event was also
yeah,
going to
happen. Yeah, that's, I think, sponsored from the Recreation Department. They asked us about it. I said, well, you know, the more the merrier. Let's do both events in the same day.
That's
so,
fabulous.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful. I love that it doesn't conflict, but
no,
that is like
goodness.
One follows the other
yes.
because I think the more we communicate and do it like that, the better.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I do love. You were saying about what you love about towns. I've been here for a lot of years. It's such great towns for art and culture. There's so much going on. I was mentioning too, I love going to South Orange for their Downtown After Sundown series. Greg Burris, who's a local Maplewood resident who actually helped us a bit with getting some bands for our event, he runs that whole show over there. You can see music if you have never caught
I got
that.
To meet him.
Friday and Saturday. He's great. And he lives in town, and he runs everything these days. And he runs a great program there on Fridays and Saturdays all summer long. You can
yes.
see music and go get your Cold Stone, go get your snacks, and listen to some great music.
I
so that's
it.
Where I find myself a lot of weekend days.
That's
in
great.
The summer.
You took the question out of my mouth. I love
yeah.
it because I always ask people what they love about South Orange and Maplewood. I actually got to see Zach Brock there.
Oh, all right.
A couple of weeks ago, after seeing Mary the Sea play,
oh,
another wonderful band play on a Wednesday night for summer nights. And I feel like what I love about Maplewood and South Orange is that we are like a musical mecca.
Absolutely.
An arts mecca.
Absolutely.
And I love that, especially in the summer, but throughout the year, you can always see great local talent
yeah,
playing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of jazz, which is something I love to hear.
Yeah.
And there's great bands playing all the time
right.
around. So it,
so are
it's
you
so
playing
nice.
This time around?
We are. So, last year we fitted in, and we're going to do it again.
So what's your band's name?
Well, I have a few bands. I play in this Maplewood Community Music Organization, and we had a Dixieland band called Jackson Square. It was one of our first bands with the swing band and concert band. We stopped playing after a while. I don't know why. It's great music. It's fun.
Put it on the shelf.
We put it on the shelf and actually dusted them off, and we're going to play again this year for the first time. So we'll be playing at 1 o'clock at one of the porches, and then I play some bluegrass and as well as this lazy swing with another group, and we're going to be playing at 2 o'clock. And then I'll start working when the other people in the committee will be playing. We're all switching off. We're all playing, I think, but
wow.
it's or most of us are.
I'm so glad because I feel like days like in events like this can be almost like a wedding where you go and like you prepare and you prepare and you prepare and then like you barely get time to enjoy it. Like
right.
it's just this whole thing. But I love that you guys are all taking time to also play
yes.
and be part of it. So if I were to tell anybody who wants to get involved in Porch Fest or is loving it so much and wants to make sure that they can be helpful next year or helpful to you throughout the year, what are some things that you always need volunteers for or might need help with? Maybe just thinking down the line in the future, of course, this is really a call to action. Everybody come to Porch Fest.
Yeah.
Just come out and come enjoy it. But, like, if people want to be helping and volunteering. Is there anything you need help with?
Well, the volunteer form is still up, and we're still getting volunteers because we do still need some people for pre-event. We're, you know, blowing up the balloons to making sure to patrol. You know, we just want to make sure people are visible. We have our volunteer sticker where if people have questions or maybe need a cone because there's more of a, more people on a street than we anticipated, there are some needs, and we just want the more people around to get help, the better. So we're still taking volunteers also for our Hung Parade as well as our lemonade stand. So that's up on our website, www.maplewoodporchfest.com, and you can follow and like on Maplewood Porch Fest on Facebook. So that will, this way you get the updates, and the form is pretty visible there. It's just a Google form and you can fill it out. And if you want to help us out for next year, please sign up, and there's a spot that you can say if you have some suggestions on things, because we will have some, you know, deliveries and getting those lawn signs up. There's a lot of different things we do throughout the year in design. And any skill you have, we'd love to have you. We'd also love to get to know you, whoever you are.
Yeah.
So please sign up.
I love that. And I just have to say that I'm a big fan of recycling and being eco-friendly. And one of my favorite things about your signs is that it says Labor Day Sunday. And that means we can reuse these signs every year because it doesn't have a date on it that we have to change or mask over or whatever. And so I just want to point out...
I'm a big fan of that as well, but this was because we have a small budget. And by the way, thank you to everybody out there. We did have a small GoFundMe because we found we need the insurances, so we had to get insurance, but that's through our Maplewood Community Organization, who is our official presenter. Thank you, Maplewood Community Music. And thank you to Hilton Neighborhood, which did chip in quite a bit of money to help us with some costs. But then there's always other costs, and there were many, that's my dog, I'm piping in.
It's Bella.
To say hello.
Bella's call to action is donate, people.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, people just gave a little bit of money, and that went a long way to helping us get our website because, you know, everything costs money. So from the website to some printing costs that, and we were able to get some of these things. We're not going to have one every year. We shouldn't have to. But especially since these lawn signs will be picked up the day after the event. So you don't have to have them taken up room in your garage, and we'll keep them nice and clean somewhere until next year, and we can use them every year. And that's why we're sticking to Labor Day Sunday no matter what.
That's awesome. I love that. Okay, guys, so just a couple things to remember. You can check out Maplewood Porch Fest at www.maplewoodporchfest.com. You can like them on Facebook. When you go to Sip and Soma, I will also have show notes about our interview, and this will be dropping and give you all the links to all the people and all the wonderful organizations involved. Thank you so much, Susan. This is like
my pleasure,
such a pleasure.
Oh, this is great.
Thank you.
What a great podcast. It's terrific.
I'm going to
make sure to write a note on our website to go to your podcast. We need more of that in Maplewood. Well,
we have a lot,
but we need more.
Yeah, and I love to share the love. So thank you guys so much, and definitely check the show notes for all of the information. And I'm out.
Well, that interview was a whole lot of fun, and it was even better listening back and remembering all the things that we talked about. I just want to remind you guys to go to maplewoodporchfest.com to find out more information. It's Sunday, September 2nd in the Hilton neighborhood in Maplewood, New Jersey. Rain date is Monday. The kickoff event is at noon in DeHart Park. There's going to be a honk parade, so we're going to practice beforehand so we can play as we walk through the neighborhood down to the main areas where the porch music is going to start. And live music and entertainment is going to be from 1 to 5 in all porches around the Hilton neighborhood. If you don't want to stroll, you can enjoy a free jitney service. It's going to be running on Rutgers Street and Field Road from Hilton Avenue to Porter Road. Less walking, lots more music and entertainment. So hope you guys can be there for that. The call to action is that they still need volunteers this year to help walk around the streets, help people answer questions, make sure to, if people are struggling with the interactive map or can't figure out where to go, just to be there and help out. They also still have volunteers that they're looking for to do lemonade stands. So I love that they're gonna be having charitable lemonade stands. that you and your family can run during Porch Fest. And lastly, of course, you can donate some money to Porch Fest because they do incur some costs. And Susan talked about that a little bit for the website and printing out materials. But they do everything they can to make it so that those costs are very small and are not going to be big every year. Other wonderful things happening this weekend. Guys, right after Porch Fest, the U.S. Army Field Band and Chorus is going to be playing from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Maplewood Memorial Park. So you don't want to miss that. I mean, it's just music basically all day in Maplewood. So please come out and enjoy that. Another event that I mentioned already and I'm going to mention again is September 8th is going to be the Rent Party Family Picnic on Saturday, Maplecrest Park from 12 to 8 p.m. That's right next to the Hilton Library on Springfield Avenue. It's a full day of free music, arts and crafts, and they're helping to end hunger in our community. So you won't want to miss that event. Thank you guys for listening today. I have some great interviews coming up this fall. So please get on www.sippinsoma.com. Check me out on Instagram and Facebook. It's where I post my episodes as well. And tell you about really cool things that are happening in our towns. And it's where I just like to engage with you and talk with you. Please help us move on along and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Leave us a review and also give me your suggestions. That's how I get most of my awesome interviews lately, is people saying, hey, you should interview people. Or reach out to me and say, hey, Danny, interview me. And you'd be surprised that that's how I've gotten another bunch of my interviews, is that I just have people saying, I would love to talk about this event and I really want people to come out because I want to share this. If you don't realize, guys, there are so many wonderful, amazing people doing inspirational and beautiful work in our community. Please celebrate, support, and enjoy. This is Danielle Parada, your host of Sip and Soma, and I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.